Hare Sunso. My name is Cheryl Bear, and I'm Natlehuetan First Nation from British Columbia, Canada. My husband Randy Barnetson and I, plus my three sons, are currently living in a motorhome, traveling throughout Canada and the United States, visiting every First Nations community, retelling the great story of Jesus. I am a citizen and resident of Canada, but lived in California for a few years. So I was blessed and honored to receive a permanent resident card. Well, one of the last times I crossed the border back into the United States, I asked if I needed to turn in this card. They checked it, and they said, "Oh, you're Native American. You're special." And I said, "I know!" Now, I did not always believe that being a First Nations Christian was anything special. Although I've always been proud to be Natlehuetan from the Carrier Nation, I felt that my nativeness had no place in the church. The reason for this is deeply embedded in the philosophy of the colonization of the U.S. and Canada. The Indian boarding schools were initiated to assimilate First Nations into Canadian and American culture. The motto of these residential schools, run by the government but operated by the church, was, "Kill the Indian, save the child." This philosophy has been drummed into our people for a few hundred years. You've heard this saying, "I have good news for you and I have bad news. Which would you like to hear first?" Well, we always say, "Oh, give me the bad news first." Well, the First Nations got the bad news first as well. The gospel, the precious story of Jesus, was not given as the gift it was intended, but rather used as a tool, as a weapon of assimilation. I've always loved being First Nations, but it's easier on the reservation. Everywhere else, it seemed like a liability, especially in the church. Now, you can tell I don't believe that anymore. I believe that God created us as First Nations to reflect unique attributes of Himself, so that we could give God all the glory in a uniquely First Nations manner. That is why my family is visiting First Nations communities, retelling the gospel in a First Nations way, using the culture, story, and song. What does the incarnation mean for First Nations in America and Canada? Jesus became flesh and blood and bone and moved onto the reservation. He dwells among us as one of us. This has been a journey for me and for my people, and I hope that my simple story will inspire First Nations to be strongly Native and strongly Christian. Thank you.